RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central. It's time for the Form Express. Of course, no thoroughbred racing in Victoria, but they're racing at Tuncurry in New South Wales. Kevin Casey's done the form. Good morning, Kev.
Morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets, please?
Not a bad little meeting. I'll try a bit of this. Race 3, number 1, a horse called Black Star Bowie, is my best of the day. He is second up. He's rising 900 to 1,200. He finished off over that unsuitable trip fresh, just as you'd want to see him for a race like this next time out. There's a little bit of speed here that can set him up just in, look for him sort of fourth, fifth in run, and then he can pounce. He's a good bet. There's a support for him. That's good to see as well. Race 3, number 1, the best. Next best, we'll take on an odds-on favourite in race 5. Horse 11, Countess Rostova. What has she done wrong? One start for a really good run at Muswellbrook, 1280. She just edges to 1400. And she just has to do what she did there to be hard to beat. She had a very, very hard run. She had to restrain another horse, went amiss. She covered ground, then she came up, and she just never shirked her task. She gets a soft draw today. Now, the favourite swaps a wide draw for an inside draw. It's got blinkers first time. That's Reuben James. But much rather be with Countess Rostova at the current price, which is $5 for her. So she's race 5, number 11. Quality approach, the first leg 10 and 11 only into 2, 5, 6 and 7. The third leg 1, 3, 5 and 7. And we come home with numbers 1 and 4 in the final leg of the quaddie.
Thanks for that, Kev. Good punting.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
There's Kevin Casey looking at Tuncurry. Of course, for Kevin's full set of tips, head to our website, rsn.net.au. Racing at Wellington, also in New South Wales today. Julie Rowland joins us. Hello to you, Julie.
Hello, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you like this card?
I do. I think there's, certainly early in the day, it looks like the shorties will be hard to beat, but I think there's a bit of value coming to the last couple, so hopefully that'll throw some value into the last two legs of the quaddie.
All right, then where do we start?
I think the best bet today comes up in race 5, number 2, Lulu's Destiny from the Rodney Robb stable. It took out a similar race at Narromine last month after notching up a string of placings. This is certainly no harder. She's drawn well here today from barrier 4. She's going to get a good run on the speed. As far as value goes, I was going to throw you into race 6, number 8, Yays and Nays, which was $8.50 this morning, but it's been heavily backed already and now into 4s. I do think it's a good chance, but look, I'm going to make race 7, number 9, Messy Miss, the best value on the card at the $8.50, because her form's been very good. A tough win at Dubbo 2 starts ago. Had excuses last time. She just got too far back from the wide draw, and since being freshened and dropping in grade, I think she's great each way value. And for the quaddie numbers here this afternoon, I think we can go skinny early. First leg 2 only, second leg 2 only, third leg 3, 5, 7 and 8, and the last leg 1, 8 and 9.
Thank you, Julie.
Thanks, Gareth.
Clinton Lundholm's got nice chances at Wellington today. He joins us now. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Sticks and Stones and Dead on Time. Can they win the second? One of those anyway?
Mate, Sticks and Stones going really well. Just had no luck from the alley. Got too far back and chased the line hard when got room late at Warren as last start. I think she's going to be very hard to beat today.
All right. Chesil Beach in the third?
Mate, just a filly going around trying to learn her trade. She's very green. Got well back at Dubbo first up. Look, we'll try and push forward from the alley today and put her in the race and see what sort of run this race she could run today.
Tuncuna and Sons of Burke in race 6?
Tuncuna seems to have bounced back. Her form has been a little bit mixed this preparation. She did have an injury a bit over a year ago and looked to have her on track. So I think she'll bounce back to form today. You'll probably find her in front there at some stage. Sons of Burke, look, he'll get back. Probably not the ideal track for him, but he'll chase hard late.
And Rufio in race 7, or Rufio?
Rufio, yeah. He's been a very consistent horse. Just go forgive his last run. We tried to stretch him out over the 1300, made him walk, and then they out-sprinted it. So we dropped him back to the distance that he's been racing well over. He'll burn across, and if they can catch him late, we'll see what happens.
What's your best, mate?
I think the mare in the maiden maiden's my best. I think she's going really well, and I think she'll be hard to knock off today.
Sticks and stones in race two. Thanks for that, Clint.
No worries. Thanks.
There's Clint Lundholm with his runners at Wellington. They're racing at Gatton today. Chris Nelson's done the form in Queensland. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Take it away with your best bets, please.
Yeah, a couple for today. Opening race, race one, number five, RJR. I think it looks nicely placed here up to 1,600 metres. Gate one for Sky Bogan. Huber's riding well. Last few runs has drawn wide gates. Has gone back and raced wide all last three. So this time around, it won't be wide from that inside draw. 1,600 should suit nicely. And race four, number one, On a Comet, very speedy. Ran second at Sunshine Coast, four back behind Villeneuve Lady. He's only beaten half the length. Next three runs have all been wins. Easier races, but I think as well up to this, good gate for Hannah English. Race four, number one, On a Comet. So they're the two for today.
Quaddy, please. Quaddy.
Yep. First leg, 1 and 7. Second leg, 1, 2 and 3. Third leg, 1, 3 and 5. And the final leg, 1 and 8.
So your best race four, number one?
Yeah, we'll go with that one, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Chris.
Thank you.
Harness racing at Melton today. Blake Redden joins us. Good morning, Blake.
Gareth, what's doing?
Nothing much, mate. I need a winner. Where do we start with your tips at Melton, please?
We start at the end. Race 8, number 3, the best bet on the card. Fanning, first up from a break, was quite impressive at Shepparton. This is a little bit tricky, you'd have to say, but the way it won there, the times it ran, and the space it put on its rivals, it should just be winning, and it's better than even money. It's going to be close to 6-4, so if you're having one bet today at the trots, then I'd suggest it should be race 8, number 3, Fanning.
Okay, what about a quaddy?
Quaddy's pretty straightforward. We all play savers in basically every leg, but I think you can almost nail it straight. 6, 7, 8, 3, a straight quaddy today at Melton. It kicks off with Major Exclusive, who's been well backed early into the stable, mate. Better Exclusive. Third leg, Keang Ignite's a pretty smart trotter in the making. And last leg, Fanning, I mentioned, but as I said, if you jump onto goodform.trot.com.au, there are some saver options.
Thanks for that, Blake.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Blake Redden there. Greyhound racing at Ballarat and Cranbourne. Georgie's back. Where do we find a winner in the ladder meetings there today in Victoria?
Yeah, Ballarat race one, number 8. I think Tinker Share will win her maiden today. She's had some good placings and just continually improves on the clock. And I think from out there, she might be hard to beat. She did race well when she finished third off box 8 more recently. Quaddy numbers for those having a play, 4 and 8 into 4, 7 and 8 into 4, 6, 7 and 8 into 5, 6, 7 and 8 there at Ballarat. Over to Cranbourne, which we don't usually do, but Shepparton, because of the heat, I think it's already about 31 or 32. They're going to wrap up there shortly. Race 3, number 8, Fine Tactics, another one, been really knocking on the door. I know it's drawn off the track here, which is sometimes can be tricky at Cranbourne, but it has run as quick as 29.76 at Sandown. If it gets around that first corner, Gareth, it's going to be really, really hard to beat. Again, for those having a play on the quad, 2, 3, 5 and 8 into 1, 2, 3 and 8 into 2, 4, 7 and 8 into 1 and 2 to bring us home.
Thanks for that, Georgie. Good punting.
Thank you.
Time for a quick break. That is the Form Express on the other side of it, Mark.